John chapter 6. We're going to read from verse 5, verse 6, and verse 7. Hallelujah. If you got it, can you say amen? If you don't have it, say amen. You all have it. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company came unto him, he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that this may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew that he wouldn't do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, we're going to stop there. We're not going to read anymore. Precious Lord, let's pray together that the Lord open our hearts and open our minds and open our spiritual inner thoughts that we might receive the Word of God tonight. As together, as we are with one accord, at one in one place here, for the Lord to speak unto us tonight. Hallelujah. Our precious Savior, our God, Lord Almighty, we have come tonight, Lord God, in this place, and we pray, Lord Jesus, that you have the way in this place, Lord. As we read, Lord God, the scriptures tonight, I pray, Father, in the name which is above every name, in the name of that beautiful Jesus, that you open our hearts, Lord God, that we may receive your word tonight. And Lord, we apply it in our hearts. Lord, we want to be better Christians. We want to be closer to you, Lord God, in these last days. We want to serve you, Lord God, with everything that we have, Lord. We want to be close, Lord God, to you, into your bleeding side, Lord. We just want, Lord God, to know that we love you so much. And Lord, tonight, Father, as together, Lord God, as your people of God, as your church, Lord Jesus, as your call-out ones, Lord, as the people of God, as we get together, Lord God, feed us, Lord God, that we might know the will of God, that we might know, Lord Jesus, that innermost parts of you, Lord God. We want to have a more and deeper experience, Lord. We want to know you, Lord, even in your resurrected power, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father, tonight. Jesus, speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to the congregation tonight, Lord. Speak to us, Lord, in the name which is above every name, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands and you may be seated. Hallelujah. May be seated in Jesus' name. Well, as we read the scriptures tonight from John chapter 6, we read that group of people, there were about 5,000 men plus women and children, and Jesus was preaching to them, was teaching to them, and it was the afternoon, it was getting late, and then Philip went up to him and he says, "What, Lord, what can I do? The people, they are so hungry. Just let them go so that they can buy some food and eat, because they're going to faint. They didn't have any drink, they didn't have any food for the whole day." And Jesus said, "You give them to eat." And then even if we buy 200 worth of bread, you know, that what's so little? It's so little among those thousands of people. And this is the mentality of the man that speaks to me, that little. But Jesus, he wants to He wants to show the people that he is not just an ordinary man, that he is not just an ordinary person like who's speaking to them. He was God manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. And then we know how it happened, that and Jesus lifted up his hands and he blessed the food. He blessed the fishes and the bread. And then the Bible tells me they were full. They were full themselves. They were full with food. Have you ever been full with food? Have you ever been full with the I've been full a few times, you know, at Christmas time and some birthday times. I've been full. I just couldn't eat anymore. I remember one time, maybe Brother Ken remembers that, we were in a Chinese restaurant, and I think I ate about 12 plates. I don't know how many I ate. I ate all night. I quit eat those days. Now I don't eat very much now. And thank God I didn't get fat. Ate and ate. And Brother Ken said to me, where on earth you put all that food? So I got up out of the chair, and I was dancing around, and I was praying that the food goes to my feet down so I can fit some more. What a mentality I had. But you probably has happened to you too. You ate so much it couldn't fit anymore. And that's what the Bible says. They were full. They were eating. They were full with food. And then it goes on to say, and there were more. They have 12 baskets full. Hallelujah. 12 baskets full. I want to speak to you tonight on the topic of exceeding the need. God exceeds the need. They were full. And then God, Jesus was going on, and he blessed that food. He filled them. I don't know, it might have been 8,000, 9,000, thousands of people. Filled them with food. Filled them with bread and fish. People that they couldn't eat anymore. And there were plenty left over. 12 gas baskets full. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's what I'm preaching tonight. I'm preaching about the power of God. I'm preaching about a God that we serve. I'm preaching about that God that manifested in the flesh, and it was manifest in the flesh, came upon this earth, hallelujah, to show people that he is God, to show people and to follow him, hallelujah. His name is Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, the God of heaven and earth. If you go further on in a seashore, and then the disciples of Jesus, they were fishing all night and they catch nothing. And then Jesus said to them, why don't you throw the nets of the other side? And then the Bible tells me that the nets that they were thrown on the other side, they were full again with fish, and they were pulling up and up and up and up and up. The nets, they were full. And then they brought it upon the boat, and the boat, hallelujah, was full. Amen. God exceeds that, hallelujah. You ask God to do something for you, and God's going to give you more and exceeding more than that, hallelujah. Because he is God, hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for him, nothing too little for him, and nothing too big for him, hallelujah. And he goes on to say that Jesus, he was cooking fish upon the coals, upon the fire. And then he goes on, he blessed them with fish, and then he exceeds more, hallelujah, exceeds more. He says, come now and eat. Look what I got for you here. I'm exceeding more. Oh, our God exceeds more of the need, hallelujah. You got a need, hallelujah. God's going to fulfill that need, even more than need, hallelujah. He's going to fulfill the desires of your heart. He's going to give you all that you want, hallelujah. Because God loves you. God is with you. Hallelujah. God is God. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. My thoughts going back to those two women, Naomi and Ruth. And then Naomi and Ruth, you know the story. How many of you know the story of Ruth? quite a few. Yes, I can see those hands. You know the story of Naomi and Ruth, and then those two women that went back to Bethlehem. They went back because they lost everything in the land of Moab. They lost everything there. They lost their husbands. They lost the houses, the lands, whatever they had. They lost everything. They went back to Israel again. They went back to Israel. And then this young woman, Ruth, she was going to this particular field, and she was glanced a little bit of wheat, little bit of corn, some cabbage, little bit of this, little bit of that. And it was a Jewish law, that thing. It was a Mosaic law. That's if the poor people, they can go and they can glance some. They can take whatever is left over from the reapers. Whatever is left over, you can go there and you can glance that. This one day she went there and she filled up a little ball, and she took it home and ate that. And the next day she went again. But Boaz, the man that the boss there, Boaz, he saw that pretty girl. And he said to him, he says, "Who is that girl there?" And then they told him who he was. And then he commanded those reapers. He said to the reapers, "Just leave some behind. Don't take everything with you. Just put it down on the ground. Don't worry about it. Just have butterfingers. Leave some behind for the girl. Just leave some behind for those reapers." And you know, those reapers, they were professional reapers. Well, they're going into the field and they will rip everything. They will not leave anything behind. But because Boaz told them, they left some behind. And then Ruth went there behind there, and she filled up a sack. She filled up one and two. She filled up quite a few sacks because the reapers, they left quite a few over. Hallelujah. They left something over. Hallelujah. Amen. And not because of that, not because she was a Jewish person. She wasn't even a Jewish person. She was a Moabite. She was a Gentile. She was a Gentile. But praise be to God. God has found grace in the eyes of her. Hallelujah. And God bless her. And God touch her. Hallelujah to God. Praise the Lord. And it was a Mosaic law there. When Moses had the tabernacle in the wilderness, they were bringing there to sacrifice some of the rich people. Oxen, some of the not so much wealth people, they will bring a lamb or a goat to sacrifice, and some of the poor people they will bring a turtle doves. Hallelujah. And they were taken to the place to sacrifice there, but they were just for that time. And Moses, they would give the flesh. I don't know what they were doing with the flesh. That they would sacrifice. They would give it to something else. To what they were doing, I don't know. But they were just turning back empty-handed. They were bringing the sacrifice, but then they went out empty-handed. A few years later, David, he brought the tabernacle of God. He brought it upon the Zion city of God. Hallelujah. And then he rolled up the curtains, and he was doing the same thing. They were bringing oxen, they were bringing lamb, they were bringing all the sacrifice, they were bringing the doves. But what David did, he says, "Oh, yes, come over here, sacrifice here." But David, he will give some of them bread. He will give all of them to give them some flesh, and then he will give them some of the wine, a bottle of wine too. There was the wine of joy, and it was the body of Jesus. It was the bread, the word of God. Hallelujah. They went there, but they come back out full again, not empty-handed like in Moses' days. David, he brought the sacrifice, told him to bring the sacrifice just like just like Moses did, brought the sacrifice. But when there was time to go out, he would give them something. Hallelujah. He would give them something. Praise the Lord. It says of God tonight, when we come to the house of the Lord, we bring the sacrifice of praise in here. We bring the sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. We worship God in spirit and in truth. We worship a God, the Creator, in spirit and in truth. And God doesn't want us to go out of here and tomorrow empty-handed. He exceeds that. Hallelujah. He exceeds our needs. Hallelujah. He exceeds our needs, our God, the Creator. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to go out empty-handed. He doesn't want us to go out empty. Hallelujah. You know, he doesn't want us just to come to the house of the Lord and be blessed and be blessed, and then we just go out and be empty again. But he wants us to be exceed with the blessings of God. Hallelujah. I remember one time we had a wonderful time on Sunday night, and then the next morning I went to work, and then I went to work there, and I could feel the vibrations of God. I could feel the vibrations of the Holy Ghost in me. Hallelujah. Because I was so much blessed on that Sunday night. I couldn't contain myself. Hallelujah. I have the power of the Holy Ghost in me. Hallelujah. I have the dunamis. I have the fire of God in me. Hallelujah. Because I came into the house of the Lord, but I didn't go out empty-handed. Hallelujah. I don't want you, saints of God, to go out empty-handed, because God, he wants to exceed more. Hallelujah. He wants to bless you. He wants to touch you. He wants to give you more that you need. Hallelujah. He's not going to only supply all your need, but he's going to give you, he's going to exceed your needs. Hallelujah. Because our God is God. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He's more than a provider. He will provide for you. He will provide for me. He will provide for everybody. Hallelujah. He will exceed your needs. Hallelujah to Jesus, to the Almighty, to the Omnipotent God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, he says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He's going to do exceeding things. Hallelujah. Amen. We come to the house of the Lord and we worship him and we praise him. We don't want to go out empty-handed, but God is going to, he's going to fulfill the desires of our hearts in us. Hallelujah to Jesus, to the Almighty God. Let me take you now to the Old Testament. You heard about Naaman the leper. He was a man of the Syrian army. And the Bible tells me that the Lord has given him a lot of victories. He gave him a lot of victories. And he was a mighty man. He was a good man, a mighty man. But he was a leper. He would just die. And the Bible tells me he was a little young lady into his house, and he was just a maid. He was looking after his wife and bringing meals and tuck her to bed and all that. And it's when he saw him, she felt compassion to him. You know that Naaman, why does he go into Samaria? There is a man, there is a prophet, a man there in Samaria. Maybe he can heal him. I know the power of God, she says. He can heal him. Hallelujah. And then the Naaman, he heard that, and then he says, okay, I'll go. I'm going to go. Then he took his soldiers with him. He took his entourage. He took everything with him there. And then we know the story. He went to the king, and the king sent him away, sent him down to the prophet. And then the Naaman says, I'm here, prophet. What do you want me to do? I'm here. The prophet didn't even say anything to him. He sent his assistant down and says, just tell him to go to the river of Jordan. And he, as he goes there, to dip himself seven times. What? I came from Syria to Damascus. That is more than 100 kilometers. And he wants me to go another 30 kilometers down the river. We've got a better rivers in our country. What does he want me to go to the Jordan River? I'm not going to go. He huffed himself. He didn't want to go. He was upset because Elijah didn't come down to tell him himself. But what God, he uses somebody. He says, look, you've got nothing to lose. Why don't you do that? You've got nothing to lose. Just go there. Just go there and just do whatever the prophet said. And he went there. You know the story that he went there and he dipped himself 7 times. And then when he came up the 7th time, the Bible tells us that his skin, it was so clear. He was healed completely. Hallelujah. He was healed just like a little boy, like a little baby. And then I can imagine in my mind that the joy that he had in himself, the joy that he had, that he was splashing around and he said, and he was praising God and he was worshiping God. He says, oh, this is wonderful. This is great. This is wonderful. This is great. I never heard that before, Pastor Dehans. I never heard that before. I read it many times, but it didn't stuck to my brain till I read it in another translation. And then I can understood it a little bit better. You know what he did? He got some dirt from the river, from the banks of the river. And the Bible tells me he loaded two mules with dirt. And he took that dirt back to Syria. And he took it down where they worship that idols, that resin, that idol they were worshiping there, that idol. And he said, I'm going to take that dirt there. It's because I have to obey my king. I have to take that birthday, and I'm going to stand on that dirt. And I'm going to remind myself that it was in the Jordan River. And it was a God of Israel that healed me. There is no other God except the God of Israel, the God of Isaac and of Abraham. He is not any other God except him. Hallelujah, the God of Israel. I'm going to stand on the dirt there. And as the others, they were worshiping the idol. I'm going to raise up my hands and I'm going to say glory to God, the God of Abraham and Isaac. Hallelujah. I'm gonna stand there and I'm gonna worship the God, the Creator. Hallelujah to Jesus. I never saw that before, but now when I read that, hallelujah, he stood on that dirt and he worshiped God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He exceeded more. Hallelujah. God healed him. God healed him. But he wanted to worship more and more. Hallelujah. The God's way. Hallelujah. He didn't want to worship any other. He didn't want to worship any idol. He didn't want to worship any false god. He wanted to worship the God, the Creator, the God of heaven and earth, the God that we worship and we praise. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's clap our hands tonight. Oh, Jesus. You are God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious Lord, I spoke a couple of weeks ago about the oil. You know how this widow, she filled up all the jars because the man of God told him to do it. And she paid the debt. And then the prophet said to her, with the rest of it, just leave. Use it for yourself. She paid the debt. And she had enough oil to last it for the whole life. Hallelujah. And God can cause you to pay. He's going to pay your debt. Hallelujah. And much more. He's gonna exceed in above everything else. God, he's going to bless you more than blessings. Hallelujah to Jesus. He doesn't want us to go out empty-handed. We come to the house of the Lord and we present to him with our bodies. The Bible says to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And we do that every Sunday. We do that every time we come to the house of the Lord, we present our bodies. And then we just don't want just to have a blessing over here. But God wants to bless us more. Take some with us. Hallelujah. Take it to work tomorrow. Take it to our houses. Bless the others. Hallelujah. He wants us to exceed more and more. Hallelujah to God. Why? Because He's God of enough. Hallelujah. He's more than enough. Hallelujah. He exceeds more. Hallelujah. He's more than enough. Do you believe that He is? Amen. Hallelujah. Under Moses, you bring the ox, the lamb, and a turtle dove. And under David, you did the same, but it was something different under David. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 15, I'm going to restore the tabernacle of David. And He has, hallelujah. Because in the tabernacle of David, it was music. It was joy. It was great things happening in the tabernacle of David. He was dancing. They were praising the Lord. And now what we're doing today, hallelujah, we are the same, hallelujah. We're praising the Lord. We dance before the Lord, hallelujah. We glorify the Lord. We're praising the Lord, hallelujah. He is restoring the tabernacle of David. If someone, the Lord has blessed him with $10,000, they will bring $1,000 to the church. If God blesses them with $1,000, they will bring $100 to the church. If God blesses them with $100, they will bring $10 in the church. Hallelujah. There is not equal giving, it's an equal sacrifice. It's not equal giving. Doesn't matter how we're blessing the Lord. It's sacrifice. It's equal sacrifice. If someone brings $10,000 to this church and someone brings $100 to this, it's an equal sacrifice, because God is God. He will bless us according what we have and what we need. Hallelujah to Jesus. God Almighty. Praise the Lord, precious Jesus. He is a God, the Advocate. He is Almighty. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the Beginning. He is the Begotten. He is the Chief Shepherd. He is the Conqueror. He is the Day Spring. He is the Day Star. He's the desire of all nations. He's the firstborn. He's the first fruit. He's God with us. He's the great teacher. He's the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. He's the spirit. He's the spiritual gifts. He's the King of Kings. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the omnipotent God. He's Jehovah Jireh. And who is that? Jesus the Almighty, Jesus the Omnipotent. He doesn't want you to come to the house of the Lord, but He wants you to go out full-handed, nor empty-handed. But if you want to be and to have the capacity of thinking as Moses did, be blessed here, you can be blessed here, but you get nothing when you go out home. But remember, we are living in the tabernacle of David. We're living in the tabernacle of the New Testament now. And we bring the sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. And we are filled with the power of God. We're filled with the blessings of God tonight. And tomorrow we're going to feel the same. We're going to bless somebody tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because we're going to go out full. Amen. We're going to go out full to the world. And that's what God wants us to be. We camp over here empty. We bring something to the Lord. We are filled here. And then we go out full, because we need the power of God. We need the Spirit of God. We need to face the world tomorrow. We need the world. The world has got no mercy on us. The world, He wants us to put us down. The world wants us to demoralize us. The world wants us to control upon the earth, the world doesn't have any mercy on us, but only someone has mercy is God that has mercy on us. Be strong in the mighty of God. Hallelujah. Saints of God tonight, be strong. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the power of God. Be filled with the presence of God. Hallelujah. That's the only thing we can fight the devil. That's the only thing we can fight the world. That's the only thing we can fight our flesh. Hallelujah. To be filled with the blessings of God, the Holy Ghost, that power, that wonder working power that work in us. Hallelujah. I don't know, some of you don't have the Holy Spirit. You don't have the Holy Spirit. And that I'm frightened. I'm frightened. Some of you don't have the Holy Spirit. But God wants to give you the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants to give you the power from above high. Hallelujah. Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It took me 10 months to receive the Holy Spirit. But when I received the Holy Spirit, I received it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One time I was praying, we had a terror meeting, was praying for the Holy Ghost. And then I was praying so loud, I was saying, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost, Lord. The neighbors heard us and come out and says, what's going on in the house? And then the man of the house says, don't worry about it, we're just praying for the Holy Ghost. And another time when I received the Holy Ghost in this particular place in Watson, because with my job I go everywhere in Canberra, and I went to the same street next door to that I was doing a job about a couple of years ago, and I saw that house that I received the Holy Ghost about 30 years ago. And when I saw that house there, I said, that was when I first met my Maker. That's the first time when I received the Spirit of God, when I say, God in me, the hope of glory. And something happened to me, some vibrations came up to me, and I couldn't control myself. And I started to cry, I started to weep, and I started glorifying God. And I told that man there was sitting next to me, I received the Spirit of God about 30 years ago in that house. Hallelujah. Saints of God, don't hesitate to ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And you haven't felt the power of God, you haven't felt the Spirit for days and hours and months, get closer to God. Get close to God. Hallelujah. We don't have much time. Jesus is coming very soon. The skies are going to open. They're going to open there, and it's going to be. Jesus is going to split the sky. He's going to stand in the middle of the sky. He's going to say, come up, my children. And the Bible says, we're going to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. And we're going to be with Him forever and ever. Hallelujah. We're going to make it up to the heaven. Hallelujah. We're going to make it what Jesus says, come up, my children. Hallelujah. But we need the power. We need the dynamis. You know, when the Americans are sending a rocket to go to the moon, they put so much fuel in that rocket. They put so much energy and so much fuel to lift up from the earth and to make it up there to pass the first heaven, to pass the first heaven. They need so much energy. That's what we need. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the dynamis of the Holy Ghost when Jesus comes to lift us up in the air to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand tonight and worship God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. He exceeds more and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God exceeds all our needs. He exceeds all our needs. He exceeds all our needs. Hallelujah. He's not gonna leave you empty-handed. But He's going to feel even more. He's going to give you more and more. Hallelujah. You go out tonight out of here, and you're going to go to take a blessing with you. Take Jesus with you, the power of God. Take the blessing with you. Hallelujah. He exceeds more and more. Precious Lord.